The Forces of Nature, Gaia's Child, written by Chuck Odenebo and Samantha Matters, narrated by Zico He. Prologue. Her hair was the flowing ocean, blue and sparkling. Her hair was as green as the lush boreal forest. Her hair was a golden infinite light, spreading warmth and heat. Her hair was a somber red, weaving the colors of autumn into a single rouge. Her hair was the blue of the sky, shining with white clouds. Her eyes were jet black, like the ash in the winds after a volcanic eruption. Her eyes were ruby red, like the fires that consume forests. Her eyes were a warm brown, like the caress of a mother's embrace. Her skin was dark, like the earth. Her skin was porcelain, like the moon. Her skin was pale, like the sand. She had an ethereal beauty that words fail to describe, but setting one's gaze upon her will almost certainly mean love. She went by many names, but one of her least favorite was Hello Gaia. She turned to see a tall, steely man approaching her. She cocked her head to the side, surprised. Normally, she could sense any and all living creatures on the land. She always knew who was in her domain and had not been caught unaware in over 1,000 years. Quickly assessing this menacing stranger, she stood up. They were in a large open cave with crystal clear icy cold flowing water, and shining stalactites glaring dangerously from above. The ground was of the earth, dark, soft, and fertile, with instances of moss and white fungi growing around her feet. You are... Her voice reverberated throughout the cave, signaling power and strength. The man smiled sardonically, unleashing an atmosphere that could only be described as evil.